All right, here we are. Welcome to Bright Video's news for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. As we sit on the verge of a major escalation of the war in the Middle East, and the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR, is now just 19 million barrels away from its minimum operating levels, which means there's not going to be any safety buffer of oil to pump out of those salt mines. Trump is going to take us all the way down to nothing. He seems to be committed to it, and he's now saying that the Iranians are scum. You know, after Trump assassinated their leader, actually assassinated their general, Soleimani, a few years ago, and then had their Ayatollah killed and killed their negotiators and bombed that girl's school and killed 160-something innocent school children, even though he brags about the precision of American munitions. Yeah, they killed those children on purpose, obviously. Despite all of this, he says that Iran is scum. He doesn't say that about Netanyahu or anybody committing genocide with his approval and American weapons, but rather about Iran. So because of that, Trump is going to bomb Iran, because for whatever reason, Trump is completely delusional. He still thinks that you can defeat God by bombing the Strait of Hormuz away, which is insane. You can't bomb away geography. Trump also said that U.S. naval vessels are being attacked by the Islamic Republic of Japan, which, of course, is shocking news to Japanese citizens who were not aware they had all converted to Islam. And I saw a post about that said, I denounce the Islamic Republic of Japan as well as the evil cabal of Narnia. You know, I mean, Trump is in total fiction la-la land. He's so far detached from reality. Trump says that prices are going down, that there's no inflation in America, and that the American people are living in a new golden age. Well, I ask you, how's that working for you? How's that working for you in terms of, you know, fuel prices and food prices and health insurance and home insurance and all that? How's it working? Are things getting more affordable in America? No, not at all. Trump is delusional. He's insane. He's completely detached from reality. The only person more detached from reality may be Senator Mitch McConnell, because he's probably dead. But aside from that, Trump is next up for being the most detached from reality. That's very clear. So we'll see where this goes. It's not going to be pretty. It will mean that the motor oil shortage we've been warning about is going to get a lot worse in America. It will mean that diesel shortages are going to get a lot worse. Fuel prices, you know, jet fuel shortages will get worse, etc. Now, I know that a lot of people in America have been able to kind of muddle through this without seeing much in the way of actual ramifications yet. Well, that's because Trump has been draining the SPR. So as long as you have this buffer of oil and you can keep funneling that oil to domestic refineries or even exporting it to other countries to keep oil prices lower, as long as you have that, everything seems great, you know? It's like if the lights go out and you have a generator and you're running on the generator, the lights are back on as long as you have fuel for the generator, or as long as the generator has batteries if it's a solar generator. But before long, the batteries run out or the fuel runs out and you find yourself sitting in the dark again because that extra buffer is gone. That's exactly where we are headed in the United States. And shockingly, I heard an economist the other day say that, well, what we've learned since February is that the Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter. Because here we are in America, you can still get fuel, you can still buy food. The Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter at all, they said. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, I was listening to this economist on a YouTube video, and I was just thinking to myself, this person is crazy. The Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter? Well, then why were 120 ships a day sailing through the strait you know, up until the war, carrying oil and natural gas, you know, liquid natural gas and fertilizer and helium and sulfuric acid and all these other things. Why did we have 120 ships a day sailing through the strait if the strait doesn't matter, meaning that none of those things matter? So then why do we have all those ships? Were they just sailing around for fun? Was it a new kind of carnival cruise? Is it like, you know, oil cruise lines? Have a vacation with us. We'll slosh around the Middle East with some oil just for fun. And we'll stop at, you know, famous ports like the port of Oman, you know. Woo! Yay! Is that what they think that has been going on in the Strait of Hormuz all these years? That it's just been theater? That the world doesn't need those molecules? I don't know how an economist could think that, but some people do. It's pretty bizarre. And I believe they think that because they just haven't felt it themselves yet in the United States. That's going to change in the next, well, less than 60 days. Even Trump said, what was it, 2 weeks ago or so, Trump said that we are, or what was it, like 3 weeks ago? He said we are 4 weeks away from running out of oil. Remember that? And that's why he had to sign the MOU. I think that was roughly 3 weeks ago. So that means 1 week from now, even Trump knows we're running out of oil. And he said at the time, he warned there's going to be a global economic depression. I think those were the words that he used. If we didn't have peace with Iran. That's because the oil executives had visited him and read him the Riot Act, told him what was about to happen if we don't get some fresh oil flowing, because, you know, the U.S. imports over 6 million barrels a day to feed the refineries with the heavy crude that we need. We have to import it. But, you know, Trump is very heavily influenced by the last person to talk to him, which is a sign of low intelligence, by the way. So apparently the last people to talk to him now were the Zionists who told him he has to bomb Iran. So now he's like, oh, we got to bomb Iran. He's forgotten all about the oil, the shortage that's coming, the global depression that he warned about. He's forgotten. I mean, gosh, that was almost a month ago. That's ancient history in Trump's feeble mind, which Michael Yon calls the orange fungus, by the way. That's a new one right there. But that's long forgotten in Trump's mind. So now he's going to drive us straight into that scarcity scenario that is among the worst case scenarios that we've talked about since the end of February this year when Trump attacked Iran by choice. So, of course, along the way here, I have warned, and so have others, and people I've interviewed like Professor Robert Pape, Brandon Weikert, and others, we've all warned that there will probably not be peace anytime soon, that this war is going to continue, it's going to escalate. In particular, Professor Robert Pape, who runs a Substack called, I believe, The Escalation Trap, I think that's the name of his Substack, he has long predicted that there would be a U.S. effort to land troops on Iranian territory as one of the upcoming phases of escalation. And sure enough, it appears that that's what's shaping up. Now, Trump may delay that until after the midterm elections to try to salvage whatever's left of the GOP, which won't be much after the elections, by the way. But it's clear that the U.S. is gearing up for a land invasion of Iran to desperately try to control the strait. It won't work. Trump is about to go down in history as the worst president ever, if not a Trojan horse traitor of America, who sold us out, who destroyed our military's reputation, who destroyed our international reputation, who destroyed our domestic economy with energy shock, and who destroyed our civil liberties and so on, and much, much more, and also ended up with millions of Americans facing hunger and food insecurity because of what's going to happen in 2027 stemming from this war. But Trump will probably go down in history as the worst president ever. Yeah, worse than Obama, worse than Jimmy Carter, worse than Nixon, worse than any of them, worse than Bill Clinton, worse than George Bush, for God's sake, right? And that guy was a buffoon, the W guy. Trump's going to beat them all. He'll be number one of the most catastrophically failed presidents in the history of this constitutional republic. It's almost like he's doing it on purpose, because he's making one bad decision after another that will be catastrophic in terms of the ramifications on the American people. Sadly, this is where we are. I wish we weren't here. I wish we were in the middle of peace negotiations, and I wish the strait were open again, and oil was flowing, and gas was flowing, and everybody's happy, and everybody's receiving shipments, but it's not. We're not there. We're in a completely different place, a far worse place that Trump has thrust us into, with no exit, actually. No easy exit from this at all. And now Trump, who said he was going to end the war with Russia in one day, that's a promise he made on the campaign trail, he has now said he's going to grant Ukraine a license to make Patriot missiles. Okay, so first of all, why not just ship Ukraine Patriot missiles? And the answer is because there are none left, because they've all been used in these multiple wars. Just don't have any left. And secondly, then, if you're going to teach Ukraine how to make Patriot missiles, don't you think Russia's going to find out where that's happening? And then Russia is going to bomb the bejesus out of that site where the Patriot missiles are being assembled, or where the raw materials are being staged, or where they're being fueled or transported or stored or whatever. Russia's going to bomb the snot out of that location, because that's what they've been doing. So I don't know how Trump thinks that's going to help Ukraine or help Zelensky. And if you really want to help Ukraine, then we need to be on a track of peace. And yet that's not happening at all. It's just like, if you really want to help the people of Israel, then you need to be on a track of peace, which would have to include Israel no longer waging wars of aggression against its own neighbors or committing genocide, etc. So, you know, if you care about the people of Israel or Ukraine, you should be promoting peace, and Trump is not. So he's going to get Ukraine bombed more by Russia, and Israel bombed more by Iran, and U.S. military bases bombed even more by Iran, and probably U.S. naval vessels will be hit and, you know, set on fire, and sailors will be killed, etc. All that is coming, thanks to Trump. And unfortunately, Trump's imaginary friends have reemerged. Trump was filmed. This has been circulating. He said, well, he was interviewed. I think this was on Air Force One. And he's referring to Iran. He said, quote, "They called a little while ago. They want to make a deal so badly," he said. "I just don't know if they're worthy of making a deal. I don't know if they're going to honor the deal. That's the problem." So, oh my goodness. All right, so first of all, that's all made up. I mean, it's just imaginary people. Iran did not call Trump begging for a deal. And if there's any nation in this conversation that is incapable of honoring a deal, it's the United States. As we've seen over and over and over again for literally decades, from the Minsk agreements in Europe to the non-proliferation treaty, and how the U.S. gave nuclear weapons to Israel illegally, and the U.S., you know, committing piracy on the high seas and boarding ships and stealing the oil, and Trump bragging about stealing the oil while Marco Rubio lectures the world about the rule of law on international waterways, while Trump is bombing speedboats and killing people completely outside of due process. You know, Trump makes a mockery of, quote, deal, any deal. The one person who never intends to keep their side of the deal is Trump, clearly. Daniel Davis from the Deep Dive channel on YouTube, I've been a guest on his show. He's a great patriotic American and veteran, combat veteran. He says about Trump saying this, quote, "Not only is this an unethical habit that he has locked himself into, but there will at some point be severe negative implications for our country, because no one's willing to call him out. and will allow the lies to continue without challenge. There will be an end to this, however, because at some point, the lack of integrity and the absence of a strategy are going to have catastrophic manifestations for America. You can count on it. Yeah, he's right. Catastrophic manifestations. Yeah, that's true. Daniel Davis nails it again. So, by the way, Trump promises to keep bombing Iran, and in response to that, according to a spokesperson from the Iranian Parliament National Security Commission, then if that takes place, Iran will withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. It will change its nuclear doctrine, and it will order the closure of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which, of course, leads to the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. We talked about that yesterday. So that would be, you know, a double stranglehold on the world right there if that takes place. So Trump is leading the world into a catastrophic economic collapse, an energy collapse, an endless war, which will escalate potentially into World War III. And Trump doesn't give a crap at all about the American people, because he's dragging them along while claiming that, well, eggs are more affordable now. And he managed to convince like 47 gas stations somewhere to lower their prices temporarily for a couple of days so he can brag about low gas prices. But not even 1% of Americans buy gas there. Not even 0.1% of Americans. So it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all theater. It's all BS from, you know, orange fungus, as Michael Yon says. So we need to be ready for the energy shock that's coming, or the energy lockdowns. And that's what I believe the flock cameras are all about. They're installing hundreds of thousands of flock cameras to monitor you so that when they announce the lockdowns, the travel restrictions, and they'll say, well, it's an emergency, there's not enough fuel for you to gas up and travel, they can enforce it with the flock cameras. That's what it's all about. So in the energy lockdowns, well, of course, let's be honest, COVID lockdowns were a trial run for this, to see how many people would comply and how many local law enforcement officials would go along with it. And the answer was pretty much almost everybody went along with it. So when they have the energy lockdowns, well, that's when Trump can control elections. He can declare a national emergency. He can invoke the Stafford Act, as I covered previously. And then they can confiscate all the fuel in the country. They can also confiscate all the food supplies. They can confiscate everything, you know, farm equipment, cattle, you know, pretty much everything, seeds, you name it, and all your fuel, if you have any stored fuel. The one thing they can't take is sunlight, which is why it's a good idea to look into solar energy production. Although they could steal your solar panels. That's why it's good to have extras that you could roll out if the government comes along and confiscates them. You know, you never know what they're going to do. So be aware of all of this. The energy lockdowns are coming. Trump is making sure that we're going to go into an energy scarcity scenario that will be absolutely catastrophic for the United States, its economy, its people, for farming, food production, transportation, everything. It's going to get very, very bad. It's going to get far worse than anything that I've described, actually, in this podcast. It's clear. And all those who were smoking hopium, oh yeah, well, the hopium has worn off, the high is over, and now, you know, you're waking up in a pool of vomit in the gutter with your face planted in the concrete, having smoked a little too much crack or something the night before. You wake up with your face in vomit and you realize, oh my God, Trump has destroyed everything. And he has violated everything he ran on. He has betrayed all of his campaign promises. He's turned against America. He's become a straight-up traitor to this nation. That's the reality that people are about to wake up to this year, in the months ahead, this year. Wow. Get ready for that. All right. Now, I don't know if I have any chess fans listening here, but I happen to enjoy watching chess games played by Magnus Carlsen. And my favorite game, now, Magnus Carlsen is one of the greatest chess players of all time. He's Norwegian. He was born in 1990, and he has been the number one ranked player in the world since, I'm reading here, from 2011. The thing I like about Magnus Carlsen is that he's so bored with dominating everybody, including other, you know, grandmasters and chess champions, that what he'll do is he'll start the game and he'll intentionally sacrifice many of his top pieces. He'll sacrifice his queen on purpose, or, you know, a knight, a bishop, a rook, a bunch of pawns. It's just basically he'll empty out his own side of the board, and then he'll pivot and begin to play and see if he can still win, even though he's given up everything. The reason I mention this is it's fascinating to watch Magnus Carlsen play these games and turn them around and actually win. The thing is, Trump is doing the same thing with America, but Trump can't play chess, and there is no 5D chess, and Trump is just sacrificing everything with no plan to win. It's actually just kind of like 5D chess suicide is what Trump's doing. Like, there goes the queen, there goes the rook, there goes another knight. And then you're like, okay, Trump, do you have a plan to turn this around? And Trump turns to you and says, we're playing checkers, right? Oh my God, you don't even know how to play chess. Like, that's where we are with Trump in America right now. It's not 5D chess. It's not even 2D chess. It's the orange fungus playing checkers and just losing everything all the time. Losing America badly. That's where we are. It's kind of sad. So what should you do in response to all of this? Well, it's the same as I've always said. Get decentralized, get off grid, become as self-reliant as possible. We know we're not going to be able to count on the fuel supply being readily available and economical, that's for sure. Not going to be able to count on motor oil supplies. You know, the global supply chain is going to be crushed. Food supplies in 2027 will be more scarce and more expensive. Farming globally will be impacted because of the fertilizer shortage. And there will be famine, not necessarily in the United States, but around the world, and it will impact food scarcity in the United States. So get ready for all of that. That's what's coming. Oh, and one more thing I forgot to mention. Trump says he's also cutting off all trade with Spain. Right. Why? Because Spain refused to allow U.S. military forces to use air bases or airspace in Spain to stage attacks against Iran, I believe is the reason. And Trump says, quote, I don't want anything to do with Spain. Well, don't worry, Trump. Spain doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Pretty sure. However, the U.S. imports a lot of useful things from Spain. Cutting off Spain is crazy. Why would you cut off an ally like Spain? Well, you know, that's what Trump does. Punishes Japan, punishes Taiwan, punishes Germany. Heck, we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline to punish Germany. Punishes all our allies. And now we're going to cut off all trade with Spain? So what, you're going to give Spain the North Korea treatment and just end all imports and exports to Spain and what, put them on the SWIFT system of like no soup for you? Right? Like cut off Spain's banking system. See, this is why the world doesn't trust the dollar. This is why Trump is destroying the credibility of the U.S. empire. When Trump just wakes up one morning like, I hate Spain, you know, then the world is like, wait a second. Tomorrow he could wake up and say that about us too. The whole world realizes they need something other than the dollar. They need to get away from the American hegemony. They need something other than the SWIFT system for settlements and banking and finance. And this is why countries are dumping treasuries. Like, if you're tied to the U.S. in any way whatsoever, some crazy psycho in the U.S. government one day will wake up and say they hate you and they'll cut off your country, or they'll just steal all of your savings, which is what they did to Russia. Just looted, you know, $200 billion plus, well, euros mostly, from Russia that was held, some of it in Euroclear, and they just stole it. And this is what the U.S. did to Iran, just steals billions of dollars of Iranian money held in Western banks or banks that are under the control of the West. This is why the world hates America. This is why the world wants to get away from America. And Trump is only accelerating that timeline. So Trump is accelerating the demise of the credibility of the United States of America in the eyes of the world. There's no question about that. And if you ask people who don't watch Fox News, especially people who live in other countries around the world, they will tell you exactly that. You know, globally, Iran is not hated. It's the United States of America that's hated by more countries than anybody else. Even North Korea isn't hated as much as the United States. Why do you think that is? Yeah, think about it. All right, so follow my work. I'll keep you posted as best I can, also with practical information about how to survive this catastrophic outcome that we're all forced to live through here. But I'll cover it as best I can at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com with articles and infographics. So check it out there and get prepared. Get prepared, folks. Decentralize away from the system. Don't trust the banks. Don't trust the dollar. Don't trust the centralized food system because it's all being heavily saturated with glyphosate and other pesticides. Some of that thanks to Trump and the DOJ. They are poisoning the crops like never before on purpose to poison the American people. And yes, they're going to roll out more jabs and more lockdowns, probably energy lockdowns, etc. And they're going to blame somebody else for everything. It's kind of obvious. So until next time, take care. We'll talk soon.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.